we turn now to the Olympics. Well, kind of a sport, a very well-known sport, a sport much beloved in this country that is looking to get Olympic recognition. We were interested in how you go about it, the process you go through, because that's exactly what bowls are doing right now. Bowls would like to be an Olympic sport.
It's already in the outdoor, indoor, crown?
Well, don't ask me. Okay. Let's ask the president of World Bowls, John Bell. Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon.
So, I was reading a little piece about your application today. It's a mammoth task, I think it's fair to call it. You have to go through a lot even to get recognised by the IOC, don't you?
That's right. Well, it's a very exciting time for our sport at the moment. We're implementing a development strategy worldwide, and we've got new countries coming on board. And, getting IOC recognition would be a fantastic boost to our profile and status. And it is a sort of an arduous process, but I mean, I think you can understand there's a multi-force to be filled in. And, you've got to sort of go through a process which is obviously going to be meticulous in looking at what we are and how we run our sport. But we're very confident that we've got a very good bid and we're looking forward to a favourable outcome.
Well, the detail is a 40-page questionnaire you have to answer first off, 120 pages of supporting documents, apparently, letters of support from the Commonwealth Games, which Bowles already involved in that. So, and then you just hope for the best. But, of course, that doesn't make you an Olympic sport, does it? Just that recognition by the IOC puts you in the mix, doesn't it?
That's right. I mean, there's two stages to this. I mean, I think the credentials we've got as a sport have been endorsed by the Commonwealth Games. I mean, we are a core sport in up to at least 2030. But obviously, we want to become recognised as an Olympic sport, because then that would give us access, the countries, a lot of our countries which are emerging as bowls nations, that would give them access to government funding, government recognition, and also support from, like sponsors and things. The second stage would be to get into the actual summer program, which again would be a mammoth task. But I mean, stage by stage, I mean, we would be very happy if we can get recognised in the first instance.
Now, you talk about growing the sport, more countries play it, and that's key, isn't it? I didn't realise that there has to be a certain amount of countries playing your sport actively for you really to be recognised by the IOC. So it's a bit chicken and egg from your point of view, isn't it?
Oh, that's right, yeah. I mean, Bowls is played in over 50 countries now, and we've got new ones coming on board as part of our development strategy, which are great. I mean, we've just spent a lot of time with France, who are developing a French federation. Well, I mean, the massive countries, Germany is the same. But, I mean, with IOC recognition, that would give them a major boost and obviously get a lot more support from, the government. But, yes, I mean, Bowls is played worldwide. And, I mean, it's traditionally it's been played in the old Commonwealth. But it's expanded, volume since then. I mean, Argentina, Brazil, Turkey, Norway, Sweden, they're all coming on board now. And we're trying to, help them develop. And this would be a major step forward.
You think France would be more interested in bowl?
Well, they are. They've applied. They applied a little while ago, John, didn't they, to try and get bowl in the Olympic,
bowl, petanque, there's a sort of related sports, but there's nothing exactly like our sport of bowls. And I mean, I think people have referred to bowls as a pastime, but I can assure you that it's there's a high skill factor involved in bowls. I mean, you're looking at, four bowls, if you're a singles player, near a little white object at 40 yards, and that sort of, it takes a lot of skill. You're looking at taking into the weather factors and things as well. And, I mean, you've got to be fit. I mean, most of the international teams now for international competition, the young 20s and 30s, and you've got to be fit, because you're playing 2 and 3 hour games where, concentration's got to be at its highest level.
Sure.
It's certainly an athletic sport, contrary to what some people would say.
So anyway, let's cut to the 2024 opening ceremony. I can see it now. David Bryan and Tony Alcock jointly carrying the flag as they come into the stadium. Fantastic, wouldn't it?
They've certainly done their bit for the sport.
Yeah. I think that's something maybe you need to get, in some ways, you say it's an athletic sport and the profile of sport. We look at some of the sports that have just been included in the Olympics recently, John. Things like I think they've got the sort of surfing,
skateboarding
has got in there, etc. So kind of younger profile
appealing
sports.
To the young, I'd say.
There is a bit of a feeling that bowls is for an older audience. Would you refute that?
Oh, well, I mean, you just have to look at that, you know, bowls on television now, and that's all the top events.
They are younger.
I mean, all the participants, I would say, you know, they're in their 20s and 30s, I was actually performance director for England, for Bowls England, when we took our team to Delhi for the Commonwealth Games, and our six ladies in the team, the average age was 26. And I had a 19-year-old, 20-year-old, and a 21-year-old, and two of them got golds. There you go.
That's good. John, you've got a northern accent. You think you'd be more in tune with Crown Green bowling?
No. We're in the far, far north, beyond the tree line, Cumbria. It's a great tradition of flat green bowls, but we've also got Crown Green up there as well.
Well, look, John, wish you well with the application, and obviously it's something we'd be good at, so we will have a gold medal. So best of luck with it, John. Thank you.
That's very kind. Thanks a lot.
President of World Bowls, John Bell there.
We used to love the Crown Green bowling, my mate. Harry Rigsby was the commentator. Run on! He's a tremendous commentator.
Yeah.
It was great because it's played on a sort of raised surface. The Waterloo Hotel, I think, Blackpool, is the mecca of Crown Green bowling.
Yeah.
Something.